Voice of Indonesia.
Listeners, today's Music Quarter presents a song from Alyssa. Alyssa, an Indonesian pop band from the city of Majalengka, West Java, fronted by Putri, the vocalist, Elton, the guitarist, and Andre, the drummer, was founded in 2018 on July 17, 2024. Alyssa released a song entitled Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua, or Make Me the Second. This song was popularized by soloist Astrid, which was released in 2007. Alyssa's version of Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua is packed in a more modern way. This song, which was a hit at the time, tells the story of someone who is a third party in someone else's relationship and has the desire to continue being in the wrong relationship. Listeners, here's Alyssa with Jadikan Aku Yang Kedua.
Rock Indonesia. VOR.
Its name is quite unique, kue cubit or pinch cake. It is called so as the cooked cake from a pan is taken out with cake tongs by the trader, so it is like pinch. The ingredients of the cake are quite simple. This cake is sweet and delicious. It's really nice to eat with a cup of tea or coffee. It has various shapes. It is small and funny that everybody likes it. However, generally, kue cubit is round. On the top of it, there are usually sprinkles to make it more beautiful and delicious. Kue cubit is a quite popular snack in Jakarta. This cake is easily found in various parts of the city. However, usually kue cubit is sold in school areas and traditional markets. It is quite cheap. It costs about 1,000 rupiahs per piece. It depends on the topping. Kue cubit with cheese is surely more expensive than kue cubit with sprinkles. You can also order cooked or half-cooked kue cubit. Both have delicious taste.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music labels, podcast, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content
the day. Truth is not decided by how many people believe in it, a quote by Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan. Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan was born in Kauman, Yogyakarta on August 1, 18. 68. Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan was also the founder of an Islamic organization, Muhammadiyah. He contributed to building many fundamentals towards the independence of Indonesia, from manpower, equal education, health, and even faith. Kiai Haji Ahmad Dahlan also pioneered a modern Islam that is adaptive, dynamic, and progressive. Ramadan is just around the corner, so it means we even haven't arrived in the month of Ramadan, but people start to hunt tickets to go back to their hometown, or locally known here as mudik. And the good news is Indonesian Coordinating Minister for Economic Affairs, Airlangga Hartarto, confirmed the government would offer a 10% discount on flight tickets for the 2025 Idul Fitri homecoming period. The government will disburse stimulus for religious holidays in the form of flight price discount. The discount will be applicable to flights scheduled a week before Idul Fitri and a week after the holiday. In addition to flight ticket discounts, Minister Hartarto revealed the government would provide toll tariff discounts. The government is also strengthening transportation infrastructure across land, sea, air, and rail to facilitate the smooth flow of Eid al-Fitr homecoming. To boost consumption, the government also plans to launch another national online shopping day program, and every purchase is cheap or epic sale, offering discounts between 50% and 70%. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto announced 8 policies to stimulate economic growth in the first quarter of 2025, including measures to leverage people's purchasing power. Well, sounds really exciting, but for the moment, one thing for sure that we have to prepare ourselves to do the best in the holy month of Ramadan, so we can go back to Fitr or go back to the holiness, the sacred meaning, the real meaning of Ramadan and the victory day, Eid al-Fitr. There is a lot more when we come back, so do stay tuned only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia. We are. Radio Republic Indonesia broadcasts in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast by shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz, and by streaming on voanews.id and RRE Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Switzerland, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesia's Top and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
of Asia.
The Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapau Tourism Park. Watu means rock and Kapau means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which was shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapau Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive red shade, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees become one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapau Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Sremulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City, towards Wonosari, and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapau Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Voice of Asia.
Thank you. Indonesia.
RRI Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music plays, podcast, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content.
Kelana mass itself has the character of image of an arrogant man. His movement was firm, shows strength, power, and intelligence unselfish. Kelana is the peak of final human face, but he will live under the sky where there is another above us.
Manusia yang paling akhir. Tapi di sini bahwa kita hidup di atas langit ada langit lagi.
Kapmini, or better known as Nani, is the 13th generation heir of Palimanan Dance Mask. The spirit to preserve and introduce Palimanan Dance Mask is still burning through her veins. Older, her age doesn't stay the same. But is the next generation or the heir of this mask dance have to be direct descendants of her?
Ya, kan orang lain kan kadang bisa aja,
well,
ya.
Other people is fine, but who is his or her teacher? Fanny is my daughter, and I taught her how to dance. If the case is like me, I'm not a direct descendant of Nishiji. The term is Nazap, because the name of the heir is from provincial level and regency. There is a certificate for that. The maestro title also comes from province. We as the heir have to be clear, there have to be the next generation who learned it. There is an activity. How is the process of searching for the heir?
Ya, kita kan cari ini ya, Mbak. Apa ya? Ibaratnya kan yang mau melestarikan.
Well, we are searching for someone who wants to preserve it. Sometimes somebody learned it here, but they develop other math dance. So I don't want to take him or her as the heir. Except like Altan here, he is my nephew, and as the heir and the next generation of Palimanan mask dance, he has to develop Palimanan mask dance, not other dance. If he did it, I would cross him out of the heir list. What is it for, right? Searching for the heir that has a big will to preserve the mask dance is not easy. Pani Indriani is one of the heir that has a simple thinking. She just want to dance, just like her friends. Maybe when I was a little girl, I was so lazy because I just want to play, 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 and play. If my mother teach dance to the elementary school, I will come with her. One day, I want to learn how to dance the math dance because I want to participate in a competition. So I joined the practice. As an heir and the next generation of the mask dance, Fanny also have a wonderful experience, like welcoming a president at the Keraton Nusantara Festival in 2014.
Ya, waktu itu festival.
It was the Keraton Nusantara Festival in Sunyaragi, and I was dancing and welcoming the president.
Terus Fanny, ya, nyambut Bapak Presiden itu di situ.
Mask dance is a form of art that is rich in culture and traditions, describes human character and guts in several stories. Also, a medium that connects people with teaching and mythology that lives in their culture. Preserving it is the way how mask dance can survive from technology blasts that hits young generation today. Because I want to preserve Cirebon culture, specifically Palimanan mask dance, and we as the youth have to have the spirit to preserve it, so it will not be extinct.
Kesenian Cirebon itu tidak punah.
Thank you.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various user interaction features in the game. Various interesting content, like comments and shares, possible broadcast with broadcast events, direct messaging, and private chat.
Listener, electric vehicle is an effort to make a greener world. However, is it truly green? What can be done to make it really green? Here is what Agus Jamil, chairman of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, said.
Okay, if we talk about the electric vehicle, then in the city, there will be a big impact. It's quite a significant impact in the city where people are driving electric EV cars, yeah, because it's reduced the amount of emission in the city. If we look at the broader, in the holistic side, yeah, you have to think about the electric car in from the resources that for the car itself, which is we don't see it in the big cities like the electricity itself, how it is generated. It will be really green if the electricity is generated from a green source. Yeah. But at the moment, Indonesia still have a 64% of the power generation is coal fired. So that's one thing. And then another thing that we need to look at the on the supply side of the battery, because we replace car fuels, fossil fuels with batteries. Then we have to calculate properly and how does that impact the climate, the environment on the other side of the world.
You can listen to the whole conversation about the electric vehicle ecosystem with Agus Jamil, Executive Director of Muhammadiyah Climate Center, on our YouTube channel, VOI Official.
Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, I would like to present a song from West Java entitled Kalangkang. The word Kalangkang in Sundanese means shadow. The lyrics of the song Kalangkang tell the story of a couple's romance. Both love each other and share their happiness. The beauty of the relationship is initially just a shadow or fantasy, but later becomes a reality. The song Kalangkang was composed by Nano S. The song is presented in the album Kalangkang, which was released in 1988 and popularized by Nining Meida. Well, listener, here is the song Kalangkang by Nining Meida.
Thank you.
is Voice of Indonesia with Newsline. Indonesia should optimize its position as the largest economy among Muslim-majority countries to lead the Muslim world, which is expecting it to take on the role. Deputy Foreign Minister Anies Mata made the statement while sending off an Indonesian humanitarian team to Palestine on Thursday. He emphasized that Indonesia can assume this role by assisting other nations. Moving on to the Indonesian Ministry of Communication and Digital Affairs that has set up a 24-hour cyber patrol to monitor and analyze negative information and content in the online realm. The ministry's Director of Strategy and Policy for Digital Space Supervision, Mukhtarul Huda, stated, "This cyber patrol step aims to prevent the spread of negative information and content." That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Thank you.
Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's Music Corner presents a song from Delantis. Delantis is an indie pop band from Jakarta, Indonesia, formed in 2019. Its members consist of Giri on the bass and vocals, Raffi on the guitar and vocals, and Ojan on the guitar. The name Delantis began to be known since releasing a song titled Lampu Merah or Traffic Light. In 2024, they released a full album titled Pancarona, the first single from